This news update's being brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical, hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. Locally owned and operated, that's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon. They're open 7 days a week. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at this hour's news. Carla Peck has pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated, her third offense, and providing false information to a police officer. Circuit Court Judge Prill stated the charges related to an incident on October 25, 2025, in Caseville, Huron County, Michigan. Ms. Peck was stopped for improper plates. She stated she had consumed three vodka drinks before driving. A blood test showed a blood alcohol content of 0.162. Her record includes previous OWI convictions from November 2000 and August 2004. For the false information charge, Ms. Peck admitted to giving an officer her daughter's name, birth date, and address. The operating while intoxicated charge is felony, carrying potential fines from $500 to $5,000 and 1 to 5 years in prison or probation with county jail time. The false information charge is a high court misdemeanor with a maximum sentence of 2 years in prison and or a $5,000 fine. Under the plea agreement, other counts will be dismissed and sentencing has been set for June 15th at 9 a.m. A pre-sentence investigation report has been ordered, and bond remains at $6,000 with 10% posted. And Nathan Allen Jones, who previously entered a guilty plea to child abuse in third degree, received a 12-month delayed sentence probationary program today. The Honorable Judge Prill in Circuit Court outlined conditions including adherence to all laws, monthly reporting to a probation agent, and abstinence from alcohol and controlled substances. Jones is mandated to complete mental health, domestic violence, or batter intervention treatment, specifically anger management. Direct or indirect contact with Liliana Jones is prohibited, as is being within 500 feet of her residence, school, or employment. He must also secure and maintain legitimate employment for a minimum of 30 hours weekly. The delayed sentence will be reviewed on April 12, 2027. During the proceedings, a correction was noted for the pre-sentence report regarding the conviction type, changing police to no contest, and sentencing date was adjusted from April 13th to March the 9th. And Michigan State Police from Carroll Post are investigating a serious injury crash that happened Friday afternoon, April 4th, at the intersection of Deckerville and Hurd's Corner Road in Tuscola County. The troopers say a 20-year-old woman from Owendale stopped at a stop sign on Hurd's Corner Road when she entered the intersection and collided with a westbound pickup driven by a 20-year-old man from Mayville. The pickup struck the passenger side of the car, sending it off the roadway and into the front porch of a home at the northwest corner of the intersection. All three people in the car, the driver and two male passengers, ages 23 and 21, were seriously injured and taken to a local hospital. The pickup driver was also seriously hurt and transported for treatment. A 21-year-old woman riding in the truck suffered critical injuries and has been taken to a hospital outside the area. A 2-year-old child in the vehicle was treated for minor injuries and later released. The crash remains under investigation, and Tuscola County Commissioners and Road Commission are in contention over this intersection and who controls the rights to the roadways. We'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Kim from Pigeon Hardware, and spring is finally here.
And I'm Nate. It's time to open up the windows, air things out, and tackle those projects you put off all winter.
We've got Duabest paint and all the supplies you need to freshen up a room or two. With Duabest paint, you'll find the perfect color and coverage.
Heading outside? We're stocked with lawn and garden supplies to get your lawn ready for the season.
Plus, we offer UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, key cutting, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items, including Do It Best paint.
So whatever you're fixing, painting, or planning, stop in and see us at Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back with a look at more news. America's credit unions, a major industry advocacy group, sent a formal letter to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today expressing concerns over a potential executive order. The proposed order would require financial institutions to add citizenship verification for new and existing accounts. The group argued that while the administration aims for regulatory efficiency, the new requirements could impose significant operational costs. They're requesting a formal notice and comment period to ensure that any new verification standards are workable for community-based leaders. And Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Beijing to discuss bilateral relations and global security. President Xi described the relationship between the two nations as precious and emphasized the importance of strategic cooperation in a shifting global landscape. The meeting focused on strengthening trade ties and coordinating diplomatic positions on international conflicts. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to a multipolar world order and discussed ways to mitigate the impact of Western-led economic sanctions. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Pigeon Hardware. Whether it's plumbing, electrical hardware, paint, outdoor furniture, gifts, and more, shop your hometown store. They're locally owned and operated. That's Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, and they're open 7 days a week.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit ThumbNet.net today. ThumbNet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.